If I get rock for my kids, their world, we still have.
All right, folks, here we go. It's a new season. Yep, we're all here, all four of us. And it's going to be one of those years, you know, season six of this podcast deal. The look back will be beginning next week. But tonight is our special episode. It's called the awards episode. What will we see in the future of this season? Who do we think is going to win the awards? Who do we think is going to get to the Super Bowl? All this good stuff. So, like I said, I mean, we're all here. Let me introduce everybody in here. Of course, we have the reason why we do this anyway, our good buddy Matt down there in Florida. I say it's Largo, but I probably am wrong. But what the fuck? What do I care?
No, but technically he's in the Tampa it's Largo, area. But yeah, around Clearwater, Largo, St. Pete, yeah.
Well, let's say Largo in.
Yeah.
Then we have our good buddy Kwame, who's the producer, the guy that does everything with me. I'm almost everything with me, you know. And
not everything.
Our new guy this year, who's not mic'd on right now, but should be mic'd, good old Jonathan Smith, who will be bringing the fantasy questions to the game this season. Come on, John, say something. Yes. Unmute yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know how to do it? There you go.
There you go. Yep. Hi, everyone.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, man?
So this, like I said, so we also have another new person, but he'll be on the part-timer, Kenny. He will be joining us next week and on the part-time deal this season. But obviously, this is the core four. You know me, Rob, the boy, the whoever. Anyway, like I said, this is a new season, the NFL, another season, the 104th season of the NFL, I think this is this year, but a lot to get into this year, a lot of opportunities and stuff. So, all right, we're going to start like we always do. Matt knows how we do this, the awards. So, last year, the offensive rookie and defensive rookie of the years came from the very same team. Very hard to think that that will be duplicated in 2023. So, I know now all of us is going to read our notes properly, but y'all predictions for offensive and defensive rookie of the years.
Okay. So I'll go first, I guess. So when you talk about offensive rookie of the year, it's the same as MVP. It's always skewed to the quarterbacks. Like last year, for example, there weren't any great quarterbacks. So Garrett Wilson took the award, but generally it's a quarterback award. And you look at the quarterbacks, you got basically Bryce Young, CJ Stroud are the top two candidates. I would say to me, I look at the teams around them. I think CJ Stroud has a better team around him. And I liked him going in the draft, maybe even as much or at least maybe even slightly better than Bryce Young. So I'm going to go CJ Stroud here. And then defensive rookie of the year. Man, you could go in any number of directions here. You could go defensive line. You could go cornerback. Really any position. There's guys that you could actually make a case for. So you got to look at, like, what positions tend to translate to the NFL as rookies. I know everybody's high on Jalen Carter, but he's not going to be a full-time player, obviously. The Eagles have so much depth. So then you get into there's a number of defensive ends. I would have to go with this one. I would have to go with Devin Witherspoon, though. You know, just like Ahmad Gardner last year, this guy's a shutdown cornerback. I think he's going to be awesome. So I'm going to go Witherspoon as defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, so I guess it's me next. Okay. And since I have more limited knowledge on all the rookies, but I do know about CJ Stroud. Watching him play, he's going to be, yeah, he's going to be interesting. And like you said about with quarterbacks, they said tend to, awards tend to go towards quarterbacks, especially offensively, because hey, why not? They're the star of the team. Sometimes you get a lot of times the rookies, running backs, and a lot of times your better choice because quarterbacks a lot of times don't get the playing time. Like a running back may do, so running backs may get, but there's no running back that's jumping off the screen at me right now. Say again.
Bijan Robinson, if you're looking at running
back. Yeah, and I remember saying it would have been nice if we would have added him to us. I mean, and he's nice. Like him. I mean, I said I like him a lot. But I think Stroud's going to get an opportunity to play. And so I might lean with you with Mr. Stroud. And on defense, ironically, when you mentioned Jalen, now that our team is loaded with Jalen's, I almost think because of the controversy, because of everything, he might just break out. Even with all of our depth, he might have to make a statement. So, hey, why not? I would throw him in for defense.
Okay.
All right. Well, for me, for offensive rookie of the year, I'm going to go with Bijan Robinson of the Falcons. With defense, I don't really have too many players, but I'll go with Witherspoon also.
Okay.
All right, I get the last word here. I'm going to agree with John here. I'm going with Bijan Robinson. Obviously, you know, I don't think the Falcons are going to be any great, or ain't going to be any good, but they're going to score points, and he's going to play a big role. I mean, he's basically, you know, there's a lot of upside to him. I've heard rumors of Marshall Faulk's name in him, so there's a lot to believe that he can be that guy that could, that you can build a strong offense around in the future. So he's rookie of the year offensively. And I'm going to go on a limb. I know, Matt, you said that, of course, the Eagles are going to be tough defensive line. Of course, that's their strength. That's their power. That's where all the sacks came from last year, over 70 sacks. But I'm going to go on the limb. A lot of people look at Jalen Carter, and he's going to be starting. They think he's going to be starting sooner than you would think. I mean, obviously, with all the pieces, Hassan Reddick and, all of them, obviously, when we lost Javon Hargrave, that left a void. And a lot of people are very concerned about that. And knowing that Sean Desai's defense is going to be a little bit different than what we've seen out of Gannon in the last couple of years, we'll see how he works guys in, because remember, Desai is an outsider. He wasn't with this team last year, so he might have a different defensive mindset. So I think if Carter shows up and starts getting after people and starts tackling and all that, and then he becomes that sack artist, you know, he could be like Jerome Brown was in his rookie year. He could be a guy that right away becomes that force that could lead to a strong foundation for many, many years. You know, so, you know, I look at Jerome Brown, even though we're going way back in the day, there's a lot of potential in Jalen Carter to be the next Jerome Brown for this team. So I'm going to go on a limb and say he wins it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, no doubt that Jalen Carter's got a ton of talent and he's looked good in the preseason games and camp. I just think that the Eagles have so much depth on that line. He's not going to get more than, you know, he's not going to get enough playing time to really load up those stats compared to some of these other players. But hey, maybe he'll rack up 8 sacks. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Now, offensive and defensive players of the year.
Okay. You know, I'll start with offensive player of the year. And when we talked last week, I was talking about this guy. I mean, he's not anybody that nobody knows about anyway. But I really think he's going to have a monster year this year, and that's Justin Herbert. I think he's I was telling you when we were talking about, like, just all the teams in general, going over each team, I thought this guy could potentially break the record for passing yards in a season this year. His team's healthy. The players around him are healthy. He's healthy. You know, everything went against him last year. 2 years ago, he threw for over 5,000 yards in his second year in the NFL. This year, he's got a ton of talent. He's got a good offensive line. And he's also got an offensive coordinator that has a clue, unlike last year. So I think he's going to lead the NFL in passing yards, and he might break the record. So I'm going offensive player of the year, Justin Herbert. And then defensive player of the year, this one's tough. There's a lot of good players. I tend to look at defensive linemen, because sacks tend to get the most play. So I tend to look at defensive linemen, especially edge rushers. You know, one thing we know is that KC plays tomorrow night, and Chris Jones is holding out, so he's out of the question. He's out of the question altogether. Aaron Donald's getting too old, so in terms of interior rushers, they're out. So I'm going to go with the edge here, and I don't want to do two on the same team, should I?
If it fits.
You know, I'm just going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go to Micah Parsons.
Okay. Micah Parsons. Okay. I'm going to keep it pretty local. I'm just going to offensive player of the year. I think we're going to have to look right at home with Mr. Hurts. If they take into account, if the offensive player of the year isn't just limited to one type of stat, in other words, if you're a quarterback, if they don't just look at your passing yards, if you're a running back, they don't just look at your running yards, but they actually get your total package, so it's passing and it's running, he could be it. He has a total package. We already witnessed it. Took us to a Super Bowl. Played damn good in one, for one fumble. But I think with the offense he's bringing back this year, the only concern is we'll see if our new offensive coordinator can do the same job as our previous. But beyond that, I don't see a reason why he couldn't be it. And on defense, hurts my feelings too, but I'm about to go to the Cowboys and even look at Diggs. Even though he has his up and down games, but his up games are really big. So that's it.
Okay.
No, all right. I guess I'm next. Offensive player of the year. I mean, I'm going to go on a limb, probably say Joe Burrow of the Bengals. And then defense, I mean, I really like Parsons, even though he's on the Cowboys, so I'll go with him.
Okay. Yeah, Burrow obviously has the talent and the players around him. You know, obviously some people in the fantasy world are a little bit worried about that calf, but I don't think it's going to be an issue anyway. But you never know. But he could put up – he could have a big year this year.
Yeah.
Well, we all agree to disagree. We're all taking quarterbacks, but I'm taking a different quarterback than everybody else here. Now, I know I'm going on a limb, and I better be very careful because it could come back to bite me in my ass like my bet picks today. But I'm going to go with Tua. I think that with he has a chip on his shoulder, knowing that he kind of let his team down with all the concussions last year, and how they played in that playoff game against Buffalo. They could have won if he was healthy and playing in it. And I think Miami's going to take a step forward this year. I really think they're a team that could really – they're a sleeper team to win the AFC, the way I look at everything in situation. You know, with Jalen Waddle, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, but we're all taking quarterbacks. So, Tua, if he stays healthy, I expect Miami to be potentially in potentially threatening the AFC championship game. So, I'm going to go with Tua there. Now, obviously, if you look at defensively, you know, I thought about Micah Parsons. I mean, that seems easy because, of course, he's a beast. He's a motor, you know, everything else. I mean, of course, you know, all y'all other picks are pretty good. So, I mean, you know what? Since y'all, you know, like I said, we want to be a homer, why not Hassan Reddick? You know, he had second most sacks in the league last year, 16. So, you know, I expect potentially the same number if he's motivated and you know, and of course he's going to be motivated being the homer and stuff. So why not Hassan Reddick? I mean, at the end of the year, nobody was playing better defensively than him. You know, he was getting after the quarterback like you can make a ham sandwich. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to go with Reddick there.
All right, well, we got four people here. Three of us actually picked Cowboys. And Rob, you're the only one that got away from the Cowboys there for the defensive
player. Yeah, you see how I went? Yeah, I don't think I want to be on that. I don't want to be on that train, to nowhere. But anyway, all right, now here's something we all will disagree on, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, so this one's a little bit more of a tricky award, you know. Usually the Coach of the Year is a coach that coaches for more of a like a breakout team as opposed to like the best team in the NFL, you know. I mean, they could just throw it to Andy Reid right now the last couple of years because Mahomes is putting up insane numbers. But man, I'm gonna go with I got a couple teams here I like that I think are gonna be like this year's version of the Eagles. I'm going with the Jaguars and I'm going with Dougie P. I think I when we talked last time, I told you this team could be the number one seed in the AFC. I think they could be in the Super Bowl. So I think if they're in that position, Doug Peterson wins that award, no doubt.
Yep. That would be my choice too. I can't think of anyone else. He's definitely on the rise. Unless, like you said, there's somebody that just breaks out with a bad team and just say, whoa. Then they give it, and that's the coach who would get it. So, but I truly think, one that Doug is admired by most, including the writer. So I think that's one thing that'll be in his favor. And if he gets that team to say win the division, because it's probably gonna be a regular season decision, I think he's in the driver's seat for Coach of the Year.
With my pick, I'll probably go with Kyle Shanahan of the Niners. I think the Niners could be good. They could get the number one seed in the NFC if it's not the Eagles. They have a lot of talent on that team. And they also have a strong defense.
Okay.
Yeah. My concern with that is that they're already good, or they're already NFC championship. So, I don't know. Could happen, but that I would almost think they want to see what's coming up. I think he only has a chance at failure, I think. But hey, see what happens.
Yeah, maybe they go 16-1. You never know.
You know, yeah. I could pick Dan Campbell. I mean, obviously Detroit's going to be really good this year, or at least we hope they'll be good this year. But I'm going to go on a limb here. Because unfortunately, we all know this award, and Matt, you brought it up. It's not who's the best team on the best situation. It's the team that overachieves. Now, Dougie P should have won it last year, but Brian Daboll deserved it because nobody expected the Giants. I kind of expected Jacksonville to be good, but nobody expected the Giants to be as good as they were. I'm going to go on a limb here. Dennis Allen. And I don't like Dennis Allen. Not because he has my last name. It's because I really, really believe the Saints are going to be surprised this year. I really think they can win 10 games this year. With the schedule, with that defense, if Derek Carr can be that leadership, I see the Saints being in the mix this year. I really do. Now, do I expect them to do anything in the postseason? Probably not. But they're a team that could be – that could very well – when you look at the South, somebody's got to win the South. Somebody's got to win the NFC South. And there's three crappy teams, and then there's the Saints. They'll win 10 games. Dennis Allen should be coach of the year off of that merit. So when we come back in January and we look back, you'll thank me for that.
The Saints, they're in the worst division in football. So they got a good shot to win some games. But you also mentioned Dan Campbell. That was the other guy I'm high on this year for this award. I do think Detroit's going to have a really good year.
Think realistically he's going to win the award. If it's not for big-time expectations, realistically he should win it. And we all technically would agree on that, even though we didn't pick him.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right. We'll see what they do.
Now the big one. League MVP.
All right. Well, now this one, you got to – when you're talking about the MVP, it obviously is going to be skewered to quarterbacks to begin with. And second, it's going to be skewered to the top maybe three teams in each division, more than likely the top two teams in each division record-wise. So the guy has to win a lot of games and he has to put up numbers. That only leaves a couple options. I'm going with Jalen Hurts on this one. He should have won it last year if he didn't get injured. He's back with this same group of players, great offensive line, great skill position players. Kwame, like you said, there's a different offensive coordinator in there. I don't think that's going to stop him at all. That might even help him. I think they're going to add a couple wrinkles into this team with DeAndre Swift in there, throwing the ball to the running backs out of the backfield, which is something we barely did in the last couple years. I think I'm going with Jalen Hurts here.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. I got to stay with it because, well, for me, it just makes sense. Offensive player of the year, most – now I haven't paid attention to the awards in the past. I guess they have been separated. What offensive player of the year didn't get the league MVP. But
a lot of times it tends to be like a player that had a great year on a lesser team gets offensive player of the year versus MVP. But you never know. Depends on how good a year he has.
Yeah. So I'm just going to stay with Jalen.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence of the Jaguars.
Well, you're on an island on your own there, Johnny boy. I'm going to go with the other two. Like I said, this is kind of like Joel Embiid versus your boy in Denver. What's his name? The Joker, Jokic. You know, he won the championship last year after years of MVP. And obviously, here last year, the Rocket won the MVP on situation because he was just the better quarterback. And actually, even though Hurts outperformed him in the Super Bowl, who won? The Chiefs and Mahomes. And he got all the love that he deserves and sometimes don't deserve from family members, Jackson Mahomes, you bastard. But anyway, I'm agreeing with the veterans here. I'm going with Hurts. I think this is, you know, there's a lot of unfinished business here. And historically, the MVP hasn't been the best award to win the championship, but Mahomes changed that last year. So I think if Hurts gets it, then we should be good. So it's all good here.
Okay.
All right, so now we go. Now we get tricky here. Our postseason predictions. I mean, obviously we can look at division winners. I mean, obviously, you know, we can go ahead and pick division winners and then the three wild cards. That's how we'll do it here. So we'll start with the NFC because it's easier, and we got kind of know where we're all going here, most of us. So go ahead, Matt, to your NFC division winners and three wild card teams.
Okay. Well, I might have something a little bit different on this one. Maybe not. So number one team, I think we're all probably going to have the same number one team, the Eagles winning the NFC East. Number two seed, I'm going to the NFC North there. I just said, Detroit, I think, is going to have a really good year. They're primed for that breakout season. And like I said, for you conspiracy theorists, you know, Detroit hosts the NFL draft next year. And the last six Super Bowl champions, four of them either hosted the NFL draft or the Super Bowl that season. And so, you know, the Raiders host the Super Bowl this year, so they're not winning it. So Detroit, I think, is going to have a big year, though. My number three seed, I'm going to the NFC West. And I'm not going with the Niners here. I'm going with Seattle. I think the Niners are going to have a disappointing year this year. I was mentioning this last week. You know, I've never seen a team cry so much after getting their asses kicked so bad. It's actually embarrassing for them. And that's just, to me, that's a sign of a soft team. And they, on top of being like soft mentally, they seem to be injured constantly every year. I think Brock Purdy is a fraud. I think he's this last year's version of 2017 Kellen Moore. Was the quarterback of the Vikings? Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
You know, I think he's the new Case Keenum. I think he's going to be benched by the mid-season. They already traded Trey Lance, which means they're going down to Sam Darnold. That's going to be a disaster. So I got Seattle winning that division as the number three seed. Number four seed, New Orleans is going to take that division easy. That division's a joke. And then you get to the wild cards. My first wild card is a team that isn't getting as much love as they should, and that's Jordan Love's team, the Packers. I think they're going to be highly underrated this year. I think Jordan Love is going to have a really good year. Like I said when we talked last week, my prediction was that Jordan Love wins more games this year than Aaron Rodgers. So I got Green Bay as the first wild card. I got Dallas as the next one, mainly because they'll be a good regular season team and they'll probably go 1-1 in the playoffs, just like usual. And then for that last one, you know, I could go in a number of different directions. And even though I said they're going to be complete frauds this year, I think the Niners will sneak in on a tiebreaker to that last wild card spot with a 9-8 record. I think they're going to be tied with Atlanta for that last wild card spot, but I think San Fran sneaks in and probably gets their asses kicked in the first round by Detroit.
Wow. Okay. Well, actually, you already got we did our divisional thing last week anyway. Just that we didn't talk about the wild card. So let me remind myself what I said. I guess I know in the East, I said the Eagles. I know in the North, I think I said the Bears might be a shock. No, I'm not going to say the Bears. Anybody remember what I said last week before the North? I almost forgot that.
No, I don't remember.
I have to watch the old episode, last week's episode.
Yeah, no, I think I did because I was talking about, I think I was in a breakout year.
Justin Fields?
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I was baiting, going between Detroit and them with Green Bay, because I think you said Green Bay and I said I'm not so sure. I mean, with Aaron leaving, I'm kind of glad. They might be better off without him, but I don't know if they're going to win the division yet. And the Vikings, ugh. So I said Bears has a shocker. In the South, I had said, yeah, the Saints are really good. And so I'm going to stick with the Saints. And the West, I had said Seattle. just like you did. And I think a wild card, I will see the NFC East is going to, they might do what they did last year, having Giants and Cowboys, but I'm going to say this year, I think it's just going to be the Giants. That's why you got three to choose from. I think it'll be the Giants. I believe Detroit for a change. And as Matt said, I think San Fran. And that'll be the Cowboys might be on the outside looking in while they decide to make that quarterback replacement who's already waiting. Go ahead, John.
My division winners for the NFC will be the Eagles, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Niners. The wild card teams will go with the Lions. We'll put Seattle in the playoffs, and we'll put the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Okay.
All right, so I'm looking at my Facebook post that if some seen it, I don't know if seen it, John, or not. I put my prediction winners up here. So obviously some people are going to disagree. I know Matt will disagree because he sees the 49ers dropping off. Yeah, the quarterback position shit, but I do disagree because here's the problem. The Eagles do have a tough schedule and they have a tough stretch. So they're going to lose a couple more games this year than last year, but they're still going to be decent, but it's hard to win 14 games in back-to-back years. Not this league is too tough to win like that. I mean, Brady and Belichick did it as a science for years, but there's no team outside Mahomes and Reed that can do that consistently on a consistent basis since then. So as far as how I look at the one seed and all that, I think the 49ers get through because of how strong their defense will be. I think defensively they're going to be really, really tough. And by the way, nobody brought this up, and I'm bringing this up. Nick Bosa got paid, so he's playing on Sunday. That could skew my prediction on our Sunday preview, Matt and I. So I have the 49ers somehow winning 13 games and getting that one seed for some reason. I have the Eagles winning 12 games. And then Detroit will be the third seed, pretty much. And then the Saints will obviously easily, we all agree there, the division's crap. They're going to win 10 games. Like I said, Dennis Allen's the coach of the year. They'll be in the playoffs. Now, as far as the wild card, I got Dallas and Seattle with the same record. But I'm going Seattle as the fifth seed. I think that with Dallas, there's going to be some controversy. Of course, with Dak, he's going to have some issues. I even think Trey Lance starts a game because Dak will be either injured or there's controversy. Could be a confidence deal. So that will give, I think Seattle will beat Dallas head-to-head in a game, and that will give them the fifth seed over Dallas. Now, like I said, Matt, you have Green Bay as a playoff team. I disagree there. I think the Vikings get the seventh seed just by situation. I disagree with you, Kwame. The Giants are going to take a step back. If you look at their schedule to start the season, that's got 1-6 written all over it. You ain't coming back from – that team is not strong enough to come back from a 1-6 start if that happens. So what Sunday night's a very critical game. You just look at their schedule. It's got 1-6 looking – it's got 1-6 written all over it. I'm sorry. I can't see the Giants doing what they did a year ago. I just don't. They were lucky. They were in by association because of how weak the schedule is. You look at the Saints and you look at the Giants, they're like similar teams. And at the end of the day, I don't have the Giants in the playoffs. So the Vikings get the seventh seed. So the loser, as you call Matt, will get one more chance in his what will be his final year in Minnesota, coughing up that last chump change of $84 million he signed in Kirk Cousins. That's my predictions.
Well, Rob, the only thing I would say is I do agree with you on the Giants that, you know, they won an impossible number of close games last year, and that pendulum is going to swing back. But the Vikings were in the same boat as the Giants last year. The amount of one-score games they won was on a near impossible level as well. So I think the pendulum is going to swing back with them too, and they're going to completely miss the playoffs. And I could see
losing a lot. Hey, Rob, I'm looking at it for the first time, their schedule. All right. You don't mind, just run down the first seven games. Who do you – so you think they're going to just win one? All right, they got the Cowboys starting Sunday night.
That's going to be tough. They could win it, but if they lose that game, it's going to be really – that's going to be a tough – that's going to be tough.
Go to Arizona next Sunday.
They'll win that.
Go to San Fran.
Nope.
Right, yeah, back-to-back West Coast. Home for Seattle. So it's a whole lot of West.
That's going to be tough. I think Seattle's a better team. They'll play well enough, but I think Seattle wins that game.
At Miami.
Hell no. Hell no.
At Buffalo.
They might get whooped.
Buffalo, no. Nope.
Sunday night. And home against the Commanders.
Okay, they might win. They might start 2-5. Because we know Washington's not going to be any good, but I'm telling you right now, their schedule
is a rough start.
Easy to start the year. Not easy at all.
I would say they'll lose. They'll beat the Cardinals and they'll win one of those other games, whether it's the Cowboys or Washington or who knows, maybe the Dolphins or Seahawks. Somebody, they'll beat one of those other two teams. So two wins, I give them.
Okay.
All right. Now we go to the tougher conference. The AFC, division winners, and the three wild card teams coming out of there. Good luck. Go ahead.
Well, I already played my hand with the number one seed here. I got Jacksonville. I just think they're primed for a breakout year. Calvin Ridley is going to add a ton to that offense, and he's been looking great supposedly all offseason. He's got a ton of chemistry with Trevor Lawrence. I think that they're going to have a huge year this year. And by the way, out of the teams that actually won the division last year in the AFC, Jacksonville plays by far in the easiest division, which means they have the easiest schedule. On top of that, they also play the AFC South this year, which is another joke of a division. So they have a great schedule on top of being pretty much as good as any of the other teams. So I think this is their breakout year. Number two, I'm going with Cincinnati here. I mean, we know what we're getting out of them. Great offense, good defense. They just got a lot of talent on that team. So I got them number two. I got Buffalo number three, another team that we know we're getting out of them. I mean, they were top five offense and the top five defense last year. Their problem last year was injuries, particularly to Josh Allen. And then they also had some issues with their offensive line and defensive front seven rushing the passer. They have brought in some players to help both sides of the line and Dalton Kincaid, and Josh Allen's healthy, so I think they'll be back. Then we get to that number four seed. I haven't picked KC yet. I think something's going to happen to them this year. You know, I think they're destined for an off year this year. Coming off a Super Bowl win, Chris Jones is holding out. If you're paying attention over the last couple of days, Travis Kelce is injured already. He's getting up there in age. Obviously, he's going to be 34 this year. I think they're destined for an off year this year. So I'm going to go with the Chargers as number four seed. I already told you, I think Herbert's bound for a huge year. And I think the Chargers pull it off over KC in terms of the division. KC is right behind them, though, with the fifth seed. I still think with Mahomes, obviously, they're going to be a playoff team. I just think they're not going to win the division. Number six, another team that is always in it. And that's Pittsburgh. You look at what Kenny Pickett did in the last six games of last year. He really stepped his game up this year. They got a better offensive line. George Pickens is looking really good. They got other receivers, Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth. They got running backs, their defense. They really turned it up. I think they won six of their last eight games last year to make sure that Mike Tomlin didn't have his first losing season as a head coach. So they did come on in the second half of last year with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, and I think that's going to continue. They'll be in the playoffs this year. And then lastly, as the seventh seed, I got three teams from the AFC North, and this one is Rob's team out there, Baltimore. I think they sneak into the playoffs as well. I just don't have a lot of faith in Lamar Jackson to stay healthy for 17 games, but they'll be good enough to sneak into the playoffs.
Okay. I believe I mentioned last week that the East, I'm still leaning on Buffalo to win a division. In the North, I think I do like what you say about the Steelers. I think they're going to be winning team. Like I said, as long as Tomlin's there, they always find a way. And I think Pickett was starting to show improvement. However, I'm going to still lean on Cincinnati to win that division. I want to go in the South. I am going with Jacksonville, of course. I just don't see the other teams doing anything there. And in the West, I'm staying with the Chiefs, even though I can see what you're saying. Like you said, with Kelce being a little banged up, it's a good chance he may not play tomorrow. I haven't heard anything yet. I think they want to save him for the following Sunday. And see if that becomes a problem. And like I said, with Chris Jones' situation, there's a chance for a little regress. But the only team, like I said, the Chargers are the only team that I can say I can take it from them. But the Chargers just always find a way.
I hate picking them.
So I'm going to stay with the Chiefs just because. And wild card. I think we got the Steelers. I got them in the wild card because they'll at least have a winning record. I don't like anyone else in the South. Just don't. And the West Chargers should get to be someone there. And I think other division, though, the other wild card team will come out the East will be Miami. And the Jets will be out, and they'll be tired of Aaron Rodgers by week 9. Go ahead, John.
My turn. So with the AFC, the one seed. I'm going to go with the Bengals. The number two seed will be the Bills. The number three seed will be the Chiefs. And the four seed will be Jacksonville. The five seed, I still think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. That will be the Ravens. And then seven, I mean, my sleeper team is the Jets. I might as well just put them there, hope they make it to the playoffs.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't do it by seeds. I should have. I was just saying the division champions. But if I may rewind, I would just say that I think the one I think the one seed will probably be Buffalo, even though they may fall off in the playoffs. But I think they can get the number one. I think the two seed will be surprisingly Jacksonville. And Cincinnati 3, KC 4. And then 5, 6, 7, I think it will be Chargers 5. Pittsburgh with 6. And then Miami with 6, Pittsburgh 7.
All right, we saved the best for last. Mine's are very much close to most of y'all, so here's how my predictions go. Me. Anyway, like I said, I do expect Jacksonville to be really good. I have them and the Bengals winning 13 games. But I have the Bengals winning because of the one seed because of the head-to-head matchup with Jacksonville. So Bengals will be the one seed over Jacksonville. I still have the Chiefs as the 3 seed. I know it's going to be difficult this year. It's going to be a little more difficult this year than last year, especially with these injuries to Chris Jones, Travis Kelce now hurt, the Chris Jones holdout. How long will that last? He claims he's ready to go if they just pay him. But they're not going to pay him before tomorrow night, so he won't be in the lineup. So it depends on if he plays 8 games, 10 games, who knows. But there's a lot of controversy there. So I got the Chiefs over the Bills because the AFC East is going to be tough, but they're going to beat on each other. You know, they're going to beat on each other. So Bills will be the 4th seed. Now, as far as my wild card teams, of course, I'm going to have the Ravens in it at number 5 at 12 wins. So, I mean, to me, they should be really tough on defense. I think they'll have the number 1 scoring defense this year. But as far as Lamar staying healthy, that is the key. He hasn't the last 2 years. But I think this is enough depth on this team. And we saw this last year. They got to the playoffs. They nearly beat Cincinnati. So I can see the Ravens doing some things. But they're the 5th seed. And then it gets interesting. The Chargers, the Dolphins, and the Jets will all have double-digit wins on my prediction board. But the Jets are out because I don't trust their offensive line. And the narcissist is going to go narcissistic at one point in the year. He already has shown that on Hard Knocks, if y'all watch that. I know nobody really watches because nobody has HBO Max in here. So Jets are out. So that means I got the Chargers at number 6. And like Kwame, you and I both agree, we don't trust the Chargers at all. Here's a team that blew a 27-point lead on the road. Come on now. And Matt's got them winning the division. That's a yikes moment. That's a yikes moment. They got to host a playoff game. Jesus Christ. In that scenario. And I have Miami getting over the Jets. So Miami gets a 7 seed. So that's our AFC predictions. Now the hardest part before we get to our regular things for the week, for the season. Super Bowl prediction. Who's going to Vegas in Super Bowl 58?
All right. Well, I've already said in the AFC, I think Jacksonville's got to, if they can get home field, I think they're going to make it. If they don't, if they have to go to a place like Buffalo, they're screwed. But I got them as the number 1 seed. So I'm going with Jacksonville and NFC. Who out of us is not going to pick the Eagles? Let's face it. So Eagles coming out of the NFC. And we got the Eagles versus Dougie P in the Super Bowl. And Eagles get another victory. So Eagles are 2-0 when Doug Peterson coaches in a Super Bowl game that they play.
Or will the Eagles be 0-2 playing former coaches?
That's the possibility.
So that would be interesting. But that would be fun, man. I was hoping for that last year. That would be fun. I will say out west. Out of the AFC. Say out west. Jacksonville would be nice. However, I am going to go back to a previous squad. The Bengals might be the surprise. And Joe Burrow and company might make a return to the Super Bowl. And then the NFC, I feel good about the Eagles. I'm just trying to see if can I make a case for anybody else. I can't. I'm going to have to just go with the Eagles. If I try to be just contrarian, I can't think of anyone else. I can't think of any other team I'd put money on in NFC than the Eagles to get back. Okay. Oh, winning? Then the Eagles got to. I mean, you get back there. Yeah, we got to take care of Cincinnati.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I got the same one. I'm going to go with the Bengals versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I think it'll be a really, really good game. I think Hurts finally gets one, so we'll take it this year.
Okay. Matt, you're on an island. We're all three of us are picking Bengals. I just think that Burrow, I mean, he's that dude. I mean, Jacksonville's going to be good. I'll give Jacksonville a lot of credit. They're going to be good. It'll be 1999 good. But they won't have the 1999 problem. In 1999, the Jacksonville Jaguars went 13-3.
Wow.
All three losses were for us against the same team, Tennessee Titans in that time. That won't be the case this year. But I could see Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game, but they're not better than the Bengals at this point. So Bengals are going to win that matchup. They're going to own them. So they're going – and then obviously I'm going to give you all a prediction. Eagles will be in the Super Bowl, but they have to win from the road. They got to beat the 49ers in Santa Clara in the NFC Championship game. So I see them going off on the 49ers. I'll give you this prediction. 49ers beat us in the regular season. I'll say that. And then they get the revenge in January in Santa Clara for the Halas Trophy. And yes, I have the Eagles winning the game. Hurts going to go crazy in that game. I think even though the Bengals should give a fight, this won't be as close because I just think that Hurts has a lot of chip on his shoulder. The young man's got a chip on his shoulder after last year. So I'm going to we're all in agreement. Eagles will have another trip down Broad Street, another parade down Broad Street. Hopefully Matt will join us this time. All right. Yes. Now, like I said, we have Jonathan this year. In the past, he has helped us with fantasy questions, but there's a reason why we brought him on full time. Kwame and I are not fantasy experts. We're not. So we can't help Matt ask fantasy questions. John is a fantasy expert. Hell, I just helped with his fantasy draft the last couple of years, putting the stickers on the board on Sunday. So obviously every week this year on the look back, John will be answering his fantasy questions to Matt. And since hell, we are in week one mode. Here we go. John, fire away.
All right. So the first one, I mean, I was going to tell you, like, who do I think is going to be the most highest, fantasy friendly matchup this week?
Yeah, go for it.
First, that would be probably the Bengals taking on the Browns. Okay. I think that could be very explosive. Or I was also thinking between the Chargers and the Miami.
Okay, yeah, that could be a high scoring game too. I'm looking at KC and Detroit too tomorrow night. I think that's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So the first question, I mean, why don't we go to Thursday? Who do you think is going to have more points, Jared Goff or Mahomes?
In terms of fantasy points, I think I got to go with Mahomes. The bottom line is when you look at Detroit, they're going to run the ball a lot more inside the 10 than KC will. I think both teams are going to put up more points, but Detroit is more prone to rushing touchdowns as opposed to – you know, Andy Reid with his shovel passes inside the five and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a tough question. I mean, there is a situation today, but we'll go with, who do you have more fantasy points with between Jefferson and Chase?
Jefferson and Chase. Okay. Well, who's Chase playing? Cleveland and Jefferson. Oh, Tampa. Oh man, I gotta go with Jefferson, man. Tampa's gonna be a disaster this year.
I agree.
They're gonna be bad. That's my opinion, but I think they're gonna be terrible. So, gotta go with old reliable there and Justin Jefferson.
Is that all?
That's all for now, yeah.
Well, you'll get, like I said, you'll get used to it. Like, I know, John, it's a little nervous for you, but like I said, we don't bite. We're pros. I know you've been on shows like this in the past, but like I said, you're a regular. I would assume about 2 months you'll be comfortable and you'll fire away just like all of us. So it'll get better for you. All right. So what we did last year, and obviously we did this very, very, very well. I did, and it wasn't even my idea, is we take bets. Our betting moments of the week, where we pick two games against the spread or for the spread or outright, you know? So obviously, you know, as we get into this season, I'm the defending champ because betting is what I do. Fantasy football is what y'all do, but I am the betting guy. You come see me for picks and situations. So, like I said, we're going to do the same thing this year, and in the playoffs, we will pick only one game. So, like I said, we had a lot of fun doing this in 2022. Why not in 2023 bring this bad boy back? So, Matt, go ahead with your two possible teams, your victims, that you're going to be behind me from next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you can see on the screen here, we're going off CBS Sports, which I forget who they use now. I think they use I forget what lines they use.
Aren't they with? Don't they do? Oh dang, I forgot to. Was it? I don't see it on here. I'm trying to see if it's on here.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't say it anymore. It said it last year, but
yeah.
Oh, well, whoever they use, that's what we're going by.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing to make sure we have it all straightened out. We're going by who has the most wins, right? Yeah, at the end of the year. So, and then the tiebreaker would be ties. So, you know, say two people have, I don't know, 20 wins, but one guy has 20 wins and 18 losses and two ties, and one guy has 20 wins, 20 losses. The guy with the ties wins the tiebreaker, but because obviously they have a better winning percentage.
Yes, the best winning percentage. Yep.
Yeah. So nonetheless, it's all the same. So for me, yeah, Rob, you won it all last year. You were the king. Kwame, you came in second. I brought up last. And I learned my lesson from last year, you know. It was the middle of the year. I had what 8 weeks in a row where I got stuck in that NFC East. I couldn't
that website? That website, CBS. I'm having difficulties trying to get to the spreads here.
CBSSports.com.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry for cutting you off.
All good. All good. So, yeah, I learned my lesson. I'm going back to no NFC East games unless I really need to for one reason or another. But so for my first pick, I'm going right to tomorrow night, man. I'm going Kansas City-Detroit game. KC is giving up 5.5. Like I just said.
Well, we got 4.5 healthy. Here.
What's that?
We got 4.5 here.
4.5 up. Oh, maybe I looked at it yesterday. Okay. Yep. I'll take 4.5.
It's going down. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's because obviously the news that Travis Kelce's injured. So he may not play. And like I said, with Chris Jones out, that's going to hurt that defense. And Detroit has a really good offense. They can put up points with anybody. They improved their defense as well. You know, they went out, they really made some free agency moves to get after that secondary. They brought in Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa State, in the first round. I mean, that defense is going to be a lot better than it was last year. So I think this is going to be a super tight game. This is a huge game for Detroit. It's also obviously a huge game for the Chiefs, too, because they're, you know, having their Super Bowl celebration. But I don't know. This is a huge game for Detroit, man. I think they could actually win this game outright. I don't think I have the balls to pick it as an outright win. So I'm going to say that KC gets off to a quick start. They're all pumped up from the home crowd. Detroit hangs in there towards the third quarter. They make a comeback. And at the end of the game, I think KC, Matt Mahomes leads a late drive to kick a late field goal. So I think KC gets the win 37-36, but that means Detroit is going to cover. So I'm going with Detroit.
And then, oh, wow, Matt, you made your prediction. You saved it. That's why
I just went on with that for a minute. I already did my prediction for the game tomorrow. But my other game I'm going with here, I'm looking at the Green Bay-Chicago game. I told you, I've been telling you, man, I'm high on Green Bay this year. I'm high on Jordan Love and Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson and all the skill position players, these young guys that they got there. And I think I've said it many times, I think Justin Fields is a total fraud. I think this is the year where people finally actually come around to it, because everyone's been making excuses for him for the last 2 years for why he isn't a good quarterback. He's a great athlete, just not a good quarterback. So the Bears are giving a point. They're at home. I think the Packers win this one outright, no problem. So I'll easily take that extra point. So I'm going with Green Bay. Final score is going to be 27-17.
Okay.
Wow, man, you're just going to pick the scores now, huh?
Yeah, why not just throw a score out there for you?
Hey, save it for Sunday, man.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because that pick with the Bears, everything I said about the Bears, I need them to win that game. I mean, if they don't win first game one at home, then I think everything you're about to say is right. If Justin looks bad too, oof, so they better pull that off. But that is not one of my games. I'm going to the dogs, the big dogs. Houston Texans, 9.5 dog. Give me a shot. I mean, I don't expect any blowouts yet this early. Ravens, we saw how they start off last year. And I know Houston ain't much, but give me that dog. And they better not mess me up. That's 9.5. And I was even looking at the other dog, Cardinals at Commanders, because my gosh, how did Commanders 7-point favorites against anybody already? But instead, I'm going out on a limb and take a road favorite. Let's see right here. Dougie P in Indy, favored by 5. So I'll take Jacksonville minus 5.
Yeah, I looked at that game too. That was one that was I was intrigued with.
All right, John, what's your two picks?
I'm going to stick with the Jaguars one, minus 5. And my other one is Pittsburgh plus 2.5.
Pittsburgh plus 2.5. Okay.
You know what? You know, I got one of y'all. This year we're all going to be pretty tight together, so we're going to be picking some kind of the same games here. So obviously, you know, Kwame, you say that you can't believe the Commanders are a 7-point favorite. Well, come on, man. The Cardinals are dog shit, man. Come on. Give me a break.
I know.
Commanders are going to be good. Commanders are going to look like Super Bowl team. The way they got against that team.
Arizona got the new head coach. He's fired up.
He fired up a toilet.
They got Sam Howell. He might destroy them. He might look really
good. I'm going Washington all the way there. Washington's going to win this game blowout, big time. They'll win by 30, possibly. I think Washington wins big time there. And John, we're going to agree, and that's going to be interesting because a lot of people don't agree with me normally, but I do believe Pittsburgh's going to beat the 49ers on Sunday. I really do.
Yep.
I just think that the whole situation with the quarterbacks is going to haunt them on the road. And another reason is because this game is a 1 o'clock game. This is an early game.
That's true.
So it's going to be 10 o'clock in San Francisco's mind. So yeah, I'm going with Pittsburgh outright. Pittsburgh outright, Washington outright.
Yeah, I like that Pittsburgh pick by both you guys.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. I think something.
So what's our recap?
Recap. I got Detroit +4.5 and Green Bay +1. Kwame, you got Houston +9.5 and Jacksonville -5. John's got Jacksonville -5 and Pittsburgh +2.5. And Rob's got Washington -7 and Pittsburgh +2.5.
And no one picked the Eagles.
Nope.
No.
Well, I think they're -4.5. Yeah.
Some of us will pick them. Well, I won't pick them because I don't want to jinx them. So, will pick them during the season. And then Matt will screw himself over by going against one division and keep losing like he did last year.
No, right? I'm out of the NFC East. Won't happen.
you just had to keep picking last year. And then eventually you did it and bite us in the ass.
Hey, after you lose like 5 in a row, you just got to get one. You know, you just got.
And then the one you got was the one we lost.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's why I got to join the suicide pool too.
we'll see to it by next week's show how we all did here. But now we've reached the end. Now, normally we would say the surprises and disappointments, but we haven't started a game yet, so we aren't there yet. And no dummies of the week because we haven't played a game yet. But the season begins in a knuckle shell, tomorrow night. And obviously there's a lot of storylines here. The defending champs, the tradition, NBC, they start the season. Chris Collinsworth talks about how great he used to be. I disagree because he was never great. But anyway, the Chiefs are the defending champs, but there's a lot of distractions in Kansas. Obviously, one, Travis Kelce has got a hyperextended knee and he may not be playing tomorrow night. Looks like it doesn't look that way. And then Chris Jones has the holdout is holding out of a new contract, and it doesn't look like the front office is giving in. The Hunt family is not going to give in to him. So that's another situation in itself. So obviously Detroit with the biggest expectations in a long, long time. Think about it. 30 years since their last division title. Only one playoff victory in the last 66 seasons.
Wow.
Can they break both of those spells in 2023? We'll see. Oof. But a very critical matchup. And what seemed like a few weeks ago, it may not have been as good as what I think it would be. The Chiefs would have their way. Now I don't feel that way anymore. This is going to be a good one. And this is Detroit going to play most of this year with house money with a head coach that's not afraid to take risk. Dan Campbell is now a guy who's going to sit on his laurels. He's a hell-bent guy that's going to get things done. So, like I said, this is our first game of many we will predict. So go ahead.
All right. Well, you don't need me to say much because I already said it.
Prediction, so you can go ahead and say it.
Yeah. The only thing I would just add to it is Travis Kelce being out is going to hurt the Chiefs big time. I'm assuming he's going to be out. I mean, you look at them last year, everybody thought that because they lost Tyreek Hill that, you know, they were, the Chiefs were screwed. And they were able to keep it together because of how good Travis Kelce is. But with him out, they got very little to throw the ball to. Other than that, you know, Detroit's a scrappy team. They're gonna be biting at Patrick Mahomes' kneecaps, you know? But I do think KC pulls it out, but it's going to be a tight one, 37-36, KC.
Yeah. Oh, my prediction. It's going to be a fun game to watch. But I'm going to lean on the Chiefs to actually still cover. I think they'll do enough to at least win by 5. So I'll take the Chiefs minus the 4.5.
Score.
Oh, sorry. 31-25.
Okay. With me, I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I think it's going to be a little bit less scoring as anticipated because of what's going on. But I'll go Chiefs 31 and Detroit 21.
Well, I said this is going to be a big matchup. I mean, Jared Goff was the anti-Dak in last season. He played the last 9 games without a pick. So that's something to think about. He doesn't turn the ball over, and that's a good thing if you're a quarterback. So, like I said, it'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs pass rush without Chris Jones does. And obviously we'll see how the Chiefs offense without Travis Kelce do. But remember, this game is in Kansas City. Raucous crowd. Everybody's getting their Super Bowl rings. It's going to be exciting. Mahomes will be fired up. You know, obviously this is going to be a big battle. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be something that will give everybody excited for Sunday when we get back to the regular grind of many games. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs here too. I think Detroit's going to give them a fight. I think they'll lead for a while. I just think that this is going to be a back-and-forth contest. But Chiefs are at this point better, even though they may not have Jones on the defense or Kelce on the offense. Mahomes will do enough to beat that Detroit team. And I have them winning and the final score 34-30.
Okay.
So that's all we have for this first episode. Not as long as last week's episode. And, you know, we'll see how things go. So, you know, next week is the look back, and join Matt and I on Sunday. Oh, yeah, by the way, John has to give us his fantasy game of the week for fantasy picks. And Kwame has to give his intriguing matchup of the week. You know, he has to give his intriguing matchup of the week. So
I kind of touched on.
You know, so that's something they can sit.
Yeah, I said I kind of touched on
what it fantasy earlier. Game?
The Bengals and the Browns.
Okay. All right. But then Kwame has to give his intriguing matchup of the week. You know, that's something new this year. Something new this year to join to, you know, that John, Kwame, and Kenny will be contributing to Sunday's games that Matt and I will do with Matt's Lock and my game of the week. So a lot to digest as we go along with the season. Like I said, there's 4 of us. I think we did well the first game, the first time out. We'll get better. Obviously, Kenny joined us on the part-time deal next week. You'll see how he does. When there's 5 of us talking, like the View, male View. But anyway, like I said, we'll all see to that. Like I said, this has been a good episode. I'm looking forward to this season. Like I said, October 11th is the big one, the live look back, our first one with a crowd. I'm looking forward to that. Matt, I wish you would be there for it. Or wish you were actually there or being a part of it. But remember, we're doing 3 of them. So If you're, even though you might be on vacation for that one, you'll be on the other two.
We'll
make sure of it. But that's all we have for this episode. And like I said, I brought in the music, and also I'm taking, we're going to go out with the music of What We Do by State Freaking Property. Even though What We Do, well, What We Do is always wrong. What the hell? But that's all we have, and I'm going to send this out with the music. So here we go. Get to it. Yeah, right.
I know I gotta knack to get that chain. Leader of the black gang. All those D-Bang. Bang like C-Mac. Ski-Mac, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses. The three bands sticking out. Y'all don't wanna